This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Invagatrinza, active ingredient, S. paliperidone palmitate. This leaflet provides important information about using Invagatrinza. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Invagatrinza. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Invagatrinza? Invagatrinza contains the active ingredient paliperidone palmitate. Invagatrinza belongs to a group of medicines called antipsychotic agents which improve the symptoms of certain types of mental illness. Invagatrinza is used to treat adults with symptoms of schizophrenia, a mental illness with disturbances in thinking, feelings and behavior. Invagatrinza helps to correct a chemical imbalance in the brain associated with this condition. It can also be used to lessen the chance of your schizophrenia symptoms from coming back. Some of the most common symptoms of schizophrenia may include seeing, hearing, or sensing things that are not there, hallucinations, a false belief or wrong judgment, sometimes associated with hallucinations, held with conviction despite evidence to the contrary, delusions, not trusting others, and feeling very suspicious, paranoia, avoiding family and friends, and wanting to be alone. It may take some time before your symptoms of schizophrenia start to improve. Remember that Invagatrinza is one part of your overall treatment plan. It is important to keep all your appointments, so you can get your treatments on time and your doctor can check your progress. Your doctor, however, may prescribe this medicine for another use. What should I know before I use Invagatrinza? Warnings. Do not use Invagatrinza if you are allergic to paliperidone, e.g. Invega, or risperidone, e.g. Risperdal, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. Signs of allergy may include skin rash, itching, shortness of breath, and or swollen face or tongue. Check with your doctor if you have any other medical conditions. Neuroleptic malignant syndrome, a serious reaction to some medicines that causes a sudden increase in body temperature, very fast heartbeat, extremely high or low blood pressure, and severe muscle stiffness or fits. Tardive dyskinesia, a reaction to some medicines with involuntary movements of the tongue, face, mouth, jaws, arms, legs, or trunk. Irregular heart rhythm, low or high blood pressure, or you've had a heart attack or stroke in the past. You are prone to dizziness when standing up from lying or sitting position. Unusual, excessive sweating or diarrhea, dehydration, or problems with your body temperature regulation. Epilepsy, fits, seizures, involuntary movements, or unusual restlessness, suicidal thoughts, or past suicide attempts, inflammation of the lungs due to aspiration, the inhalation of food particles or fluids into the lungs, any problems with swallowing, or stomach, or intestinal disorders that reduces your ability to keep food down, and or pass normal bowel movements, kidney or liver problems. Dementia, or Lewy body dementia. Older people suffering dementia may be at an increased risk of stroke or death with Invagatrinza. Any problems with confusion or unsteadiness. Parkinson's disease, a progressive movement and thinking disorder that tends to affect older people. Sugar diabetes. If you already have diabetes, have risk factors, such as being overweight, or a family history of diabetes, or possible signs of diabetes, unusual thirst, tiredness, blurred vision, upset stomach, or need to urinate, blood sugar testing should be done at the beginning and during the treatment. The complications of diabetes can be serious and even life-threatening. Diseases of the blood vessels of the brain, including stroke, continuous and or painful erection, called priapism, a history of blood clots, or someone else in your family has a history of blood clots. Blood clots in the lungs and legs can occur when using Invagatrinza. Blood clots in the lungs can result in death. Low white blood cell count. If you have low numbers of some white blood cells, your risk of contracting an infection or developing a fever is increased with Invagatrinza. Take any medicines for any other condition. Have any eye surgery planned? Your doctor will need to assess whether you're at an increased risk of a surgical complication called intraoperative floppy iris syndrome. You may be recommended to stop using invagatrinza temporarily leading up to your eye surgery. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Your doctor will advise you whether or not you should use invagatrinza. Newborn babies of mothers taking invagatrinza in their last trimester may be at risk of having difficulty feeding or breathing, shaking, muscle stiffness and/or weakness, sleepiness, or agitation. Talk to your doctor if you're breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. As invagatrinza is excreted in breast milk, it is recommended that you do not breastfeed while you use invagatrinza. Patients with kidney problems. Invagatrinza has not been studied in patients whose kidney is not functioning properly. Your doctor will decide the dose suitable for you. Use of invagatrinza is not recommended in patients with moderate or severe kidney problems, children and adolescents. Invagatrinza is not recommended for treating people with schizophrenia who are younger than 18 years old. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. In particular, tell your doctor if you are taking sleeping tablets, tranquilizers, painkillers, or allergy medicines called antihistamines, medicines to treat epilepsy or Parkinson's disease, medicines to treat depression, panic disorder, anxiety, or obsessive-compulsive disorder, any medicines to treat irregular heart rhythms or heart failure, any medicines to treat high blood pressure including water tablets, diuretics, other medicines to treat mental illnesses or psychotic conditions, medicines that increase the activity of the central nervous system, psychostimulants such as methylphenidate, medicines to relieve nausea or vomiting, indigestion, reflux, or other stomach problems, some medicines to treat malaria. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect invagatrinza. How do I use invagatrinza? How much to use? Your doctor will decide the strength of invagatrinza suitable for you. For patients with mild kidney problems, the maximum recommended dose is 350 mg. Follow the instructions provided and use invagatrinza until your doctor tells you to stop. When to use invagatrinza? Treatment with invagatrinza should not be started by your doctor until they know you have tolerated invagasystena for at least 4 months. At the start of treatment, you may have a fall in blood pressure making you feel dizzy on standing up, or your heart may beat faster. These should go away after a few days. After you have been given the first dose, it is recommended that invagatrinza is given once every 3 months. However, your doctor may change the dose depending on how your body responds to the medicine. Invagatrinza helps control your condition, but will not cure it. Therefore, you will need regular injections. Do not miss any injections, even if you feel better. How to use invagatrinza? Invagatrinza will be given by injection into the muscle of your upper arm or buttocks. Invagatrinza is administered by your doctor or other healthcare professional in a doctor's office or clinic. Your doctor will tell you when to come into the doctor's office or clinic for the injection. It is very important to keep all your appointments and get your medicine on time. If you forget to use invagatrinza, it is very important to keep all your appointments and get your medicine on time. If you are going to miss or have missed your dose at the usual time, contact your doctor as soon as you can. Your doctor will decide what you should do next. If you use too much invagatrinza, as invagatrinza is given to you under the supervision of your doctor, it is very unlikely that you will receive too much. However, if you think that you have used too much invagatrinza, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 131126 or contact your doctor or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using invagatrinza? Things you should do. Follow your doctor's instructions carefully. If you are planning to have operation on your eye, make sure you tell your eye doctor that you are taking this medicine. Ask your doctor or pharmacist before taking any other medicines. Invagotrinza can increase the effects of medicines which slow down your reactions. Always ask your doctor or pharmacist before taking other medicines, including herbal treatments and medicines that can be bought in a pharmacy or supermarket. Call your doctor straight away if you notice any involuntary movements of the tongue, mouth, cheeks, or jaw which may progress to the arms and legs. These may be symptoms of a condition called tardive dyskinesia, which can develop in people taking antipsychotic medicines, including invagotrinza. This condition is more likely to occur during longer-term treatment and in older women. In very rare cases, these symptoms may be permanent. However, if detected early, these symptoms are usually reversible. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are using invagotrinza. Things you should not do. Do not miss an injection or stop the treatment suddenly without consulting your doctor first. Avoid excessive eating. There is a possibility of weight gain when taking Invega. Your doctor may monitor your body weight or recommend strategies to assist with weight management, driving, or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how invagotrinza affects you. Invagotrinza may cause dizziness, drowsiness, or lightheadedness in some people. Make sure you know how you react to invagotrinza before you drive the car, operate machinery, or do anything else that could be dangerous if you are dizzy. If the medicine makes you feel lightheaded, dizzy, or faint, be careful when getting up from a sitting or lying position. Getting up slowly may help. Drinking alcohol. Do not drink alcohol. Invagotrinza can increase the effects of alcohol. Looking after your medicine. Invagotrinza will be stored by your doctor or pharmacist, so it is unlikely that you will store this medicine at home. If you do, keep the medicine in a cool, dry place, protected from light, where the temperature stays below 25 degrees Celsius. Do not use it beyond the expiry date, month, and year printed on the pack. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Difficulty thinking, working, or carrying out your usual daily activities because of headache, trembling, muscle weaknesses, unsteadiness on your feet, lack of coordination, or slow, shuffling walk. Difficulty falling or staying asleep, drowsiness, tiredness, difficulty in concentrating, pain at injection site, behavioral changes such as irritability or agitation, unusual anxiety or depression, lack of emotion, unusually elevated mood, joint/movement changes such as muscle or joint stiffness or pain, bone or muscle ache, unusual restlessness, repetitive or involuntary movements. Unusual facial movements with sustained upward stare. Signs and symptoms of problems in other organs. Unexplained increase in appetite or weight gain. Weight loss. Common cold or flu-like symptoms such as coughing or stuffy nose. Inability to or pain when passing urine. Eye rolling. Toothache. Dry mouth. Distorted taste sensation. Drooling. Acne. Dry skin. Nosebleeds. Hardening of the skin. Vomiting. Indigestion, abdominal pain, diarrhea, constipation, leakage of milk from the breasts, breast swelling, missed or irregular menstrual periods, difficulty getting or maintaining an erection, or having continuous and/or painful erection. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Rash, itching, or hives on the skin. Shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing. Swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body. Signs of heart or blood pressure problems such as fallen blood pressure, blurry vision, lightheadedness, or dizziness, particularly on standing despite sitting or lying down. Very fast heart rate, slowed heart rate, heart rhythm irregularities. Signs of high blood sugar or diabetes such as being thirsty all the time. Having to urinate or pass urine more often than usual. Feeling weak or hungry. Signs of skin problems. severe, or life-threatening rash with blisters and peeling skin that may start in and around the mouth, nose, eyes, and genitals and spread to other areas of the body. Stevens-Johnson syndrome, or toxic epidermal necrolysis. Signs of problems in nervous system. Sudden weakness or numbness of the face, arms, or legs, especially on one side, or instances of slurred speech. These are called mini strokes. Involuntary movements of the tongue, mouth, cheeks, jaw, arms, legs, or trunk. Symptoms of tardive dyskinesia. Unexplained high body temperature, excessive sweating, severe muscle stiffness, confusion, or a lowered level of consciousness. Symptoms of neuroleptic malignant syndrome. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. 1 Invega-Trinza contains active ingredient, main ingredient, paliperidone, as palmitate. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Citric acid monohydrate, Macrogol 4000, polysorbate 20, monobasic sodium phosphate monohydrate, sodium hydroxide, water for injections. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Invega-Trinza looks like. Invega-Trinza is available as a white to off-white, colored suspension in pre-filled syringes which contain different amounts of paliperidone, as palmitate listed below for intramuscular use. Paliperidone 175 mg equivalent to paliperidone palmitate 273 mg, Ostar 2-6-1-3-3-2. Paliperidone 263 mg equivalent to paliperidone palmitate 410 mg, Ostar 2-6-1-4-0-6. Paliperidone 350 mg equivalent to paliperidone palmitate 546 mg, Ostar 2-6-1-4-0-7. Paliperidone 525 mg equivalent to paliperidone palmitate 819 mg, Ostar 2-6-1-4-0-8. The pack also contains safety needles. Not all strengths may be marketed. Who distributes Invega-Trinza? Janssen Silag Pty Ltd. 1-5 Khartoum Road, Macquarie Park, New South Wales 2113. Telephone 1-800-226-334. NZ Office, Auckland, New Zealand. Telephone 0800-800-806. This leaflet was prepared in July 2025.